She said it would be okay.
To backstab me?
To do what we thought was right.
So she did tell you to vote no?
She said it wouldn't be the end of the world if the bill failed. Those were exact words.
You discussed this with no one. Is that understood?
Do you blame yourself for not being in Washington to secure the votes?
A bill this size is a team effort. There are a lot of sponsors.
But you were the chief sponsor and the bill manager.
That's true.
So shouldn't you have been in Washington?
I'm running for governor. I have a commitment to the people of my state.
Are you aware that the Swafford campaign is putting out a new commercial today that says, quote, if Peter Russo can't follow through in Congress, can he follow through with sobriety?
That's all. Thank you very much.
Do you want to comment?
Thanks, guys. Yes.
Congressman.
All I say, you always say, to vote their conscience.
You encourage them to defy me.
I met with them. That's what you asked
me. No, that is not what you did. I specifically told you I needed them to vote yes on this bill. There was no room for interpretation. It's a deliberate lie, so don't try to sugarcoat it, Claire.
I needed Remy's help. You wouldn't offer any.
Oh, wait. You did this for Remy?
No, for myself, to get my shipment out of Sudan. He provided assistance.
In exchange for defeating the bill?
No, in exchange for not helping it succeed.
Which is the same goddamn thing. Do you realize you have endangered everything that we have been working toward? There was a timetable here, Claire. We needed strong momentum right up until the last minute.
You can't operate based on plans you haven't shared with me.
Then you should have asked me first.
No, I'm not going to ask for your blessing on every decision I make, Francis.
We make decisions together.
Yeah, well, it hasn't felt like that, not for the past 6 months. I don't feel as though I'm standing beside you.
Other people know, Claire. This could become a story about us, and that's something you do not recover from.
Who?
That's something that follows you for life.
Who knows?
Zoe.
I thought you said she could be trusted.
What about our trust?
You can't control her, can you, Francis?
She wouldn't have been a problem if you hadn't lied.
No, she wouldn't have been a problem if you hadn't dropped your pants. And you come in here to my office and berate me when you're the one who's exposed us?
Don't you try to turn this around on me.
I've hired half of my staff for us. I have turned down donations for us. I drafted Peter's bill for us. I diverted time and energy away from my goals for us.
Okay, I don't want to have to say this, but maybe you need to hear it. CWI is important, yes. But it doesn't come close to what we're trying to accomplish. You must see that. I'm just being honest.
And be honest about how you've been using me just like you use everybody else. That was never part of the bargain.
Is it the hot flashes?
Get out. Get out.
I'll see you back at the house.
I'm on my way to the office. Let me call you when I get there.
No. We need to talk now.
I know you're upset, Peter, but that's not going to achieve anything.
I am more than upset,
Frank.
Change your tone. I'm in no mood.
I don't give a fuck.
Goodbye, Peter.
Hey, you hang up on me now. You're not going to appreciate who I call next.